Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, on the Unsolicited Opinion, here on KHNC 1360.
You debate and you disagree with this administration, somehow you're not patriotic, and we should stand up and say we are Americans and we have a right to debate and disagree with any administration.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and welcome to the Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? I'll tell you, it's a great life if you don't weaken, right? So, you know, Al Gore had given a speech to some graduates, and he said the climate crisis was the most serious challenge that our civilization has ever faced. Well, the most serious challenge our civilization has ever faced is these globalists such as Al Gore, who are trying to enslave the world's population via United Nations Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. That is the most serious challenge that our civilization has ever faced. The assault by these globalists who are lying to the people and pushing this climate crisis hustle so that they can enslave all of us, so that they can be the Caesars of the world, so that they can control us. That's the most serious challenge our civilization ever has ever faced. And it is our duty to stand up and rise up and speak out against these people who seek to enslave us. You know, I was reading one of the articles from a friend of mine who had written a book, and he's actually been a guest on my show a couple times, Tom DeWeese, and he had written a book recently, Now Tell Me I Was Wrong, which is an accumulation of a lot of articles he had written. And in one of them, he talks about Ayn Rand's book, Anthem. And I don't know when Ayn Rand wrote that book. I'm going to say I think she maybe wrote that even before she had written Atlas Shrugged. But Anthem, this is a little excerpt from this Anthem that he references, and it's really so critical that people go and read that book. It's a quick read. It's about 120 pages. And this refers to one of the people in the book whose name is Equality 7-2521. To fully understand the massive changes to our society that we are witnessing, I suggest you read a tiny little book written decades ago by Ayn Rand called Anthem. It describes a society that emerged after a great war, a society built on the top of an old order, now forgotten and forbidden, called the Unmentionable Times. The people now exist only to serve the state. They are conceived in controlled palaces of mating. They die in the home of the useless. From cradle to grave, the crowd is one, a great we, led and controlled by the elders. They have no names, no individuality, no identity, only numbers like an E-Verify. As in today's school-to-work program, jobs are assigned to them. As in today's smart growth policy, there is a wall around the city beyond which no one can travel into what is called the unchartered forest. But the elders hadn't counted on one who didn't go along, one who insisted on the ability to think for himself. His name is Equality 7-2521. He is a street sweeper who longs to be in the Council of Scholars, to work with science and knowledge. One day, while sweeping the streets, Equality 7-2521 discovers a hole, and inside he finds a tunnel left from the Unmentionable Times. He discovers an odd unknown device, an electric light. He takes it to the Council of Scholars, certain they will be thrilled with the discovery that will make their lives better. Surely now they will let him stay with them. Not only is he rejected, he is threatened with death for trying to question the wisdom of the elders and disrupting the harmony of the village. He runs into the uncharted forest, there to find a house from the unmentionable times and in it a library. There he finds words he has never heard before, the words he needs to understand who he is, the word I, the word ego, and the word individual. All words the elders tried to destroy because they are the words that threaten their power over the masses. Those words give the people their own power, the power to think for themselves. That is the power you must never surrender. We are in a battle between liberty and tyranny. The social, economic, and political transformation, sustainable development requires will mean the suppression of the human spirit. This is the enemy we face. Every other issue is just a symptom. Understand that fact alone and become a very dangerous enemy to their schemes. Those armed with the knowledge of United Nations Agenda 21 and what it is doing in your town, in your county, in your state, in your nation, you need to understand what is happening to you. As Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then we win. Now is the time to write, speak out, protest, demonstrate, demand, refuse. Now is the time to stand up and fight against United Nations Agenda 21, sustainable development, which is the root behind everything that is happening in our nation. Now, you can find a link to his book on my website. His name is Tom DeWeese. So go to his website. Actually, it's American Policy. I don't know. It's AmericanPolicy.com.org, something like that. But anyway, listen, callers, if you want to call in, 877-254-7524, or I should say listeners. And if you want to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I got a lot of great information on my website, and there is a tab on there entitled UN Agenda 21, Sustainable Development Equals Dark Future. Please go there. I've got links to all kinds of information. All the guests that I bring on, 99 9/10% of them, are all speaking to some aspect of sustainable development, and today is no different. The guest that I'm going to bring on after the break's name is Frank George, and he has been fighting against illegal immigration for years in this country, and it was only recently that Frank became aware of United Nations Agenda 21 because he never understood, like I had never understood for years, the reason why our country does not enforce the borders or enforce our illegal our immigration laws, and the reason they don't is all because of this greater agenda called United Nations Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, and that truly is what it is that we need to be speaking up, standing up, and fighting against. You need to educate yourself, and then you need to educate your neighbors. And you can't sit back on the sidelines in this game, I'll tell you, because this is a no-holds-barred, winner-take-all game. So now listen, we are going to go to break. I will be right back, and Frank George will be joining me. So hang in there, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you want to call into the show today, 877-254-7524 is the number, 877-254-7524. My website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Listen, I need advertisers and I need sponsors, so if you like the redistribution of the truth, and that's what my show is all about, then please get in contact with me and I will hook you up with the people at the station who can make that happen. It's so critical that you help out because free speech is not free. Now, I'm so pleased to welcome my buddy Frank George to my show. Frank, how are you?
I'm good, Maggie, and I'm so happy to be here on the Unsolicited Opinion in Colorado.
Well, you know what? You can give all of my listeners your unsolicited opinion too, Frank. So how's that sound?
Hey, that's wonderful, and that's exactly what I intend to do because I am livid. I am so angry over the illegal alien invasion of the United States of America.
Well, you know, Frank, you heard my, monologue, whatever you'd call it. I don't know what you'd call it, but anyway, you heard my little bit before I brought you on. And I know you and I first met down in D.C. a few years ago at a Hold Their Feet to the Fire rally, which we were down there protesting, trying to get the senators and congressmen to wake up and not give amnesty to millions of illegal aliens. And, of course, here we are today, and all we have today is more illegal aliens in this country. But unbeknownst to us at this time, and unbeknownst to me until I discovered UN Agenda 21 Sustainable Development last October, that the reason why they haven't been enforcing our laws, Frank, or securing our borders is all because of this larger agenda. It's a mind-blower, isn't it?
It's an absolute mind-blower. I would agree that UN Agenda 21 has a lot to do with it, Maggie, undoubtedly so. There are another number of factors involved, though. I really do think that the drug trade has produced so much money. It is a multi-billion dollar industry, if you want to call it that, that a lot of our border agents have been paid off, and I think the money has found its way to quite a number of politicians. It's a fact that our government has been dealing in drugs for a long time for different agendas and purposes that they might have. Anybody can recall the Ollie North situation when Reagan was president and how drugs were being sold in order to finance the military operations down in South America. So it really is quite a number of things, but yes, UN Agenda 21 does play into it.
Yeah, it really does. So, Frank, talk about some of the different things. How long ago did you get into the fight for our borders to be secured and our immigration laws to be enforced? How long ago did you get into that? Give us a little background. You live in California.
Yes, Maggie, I live in California, a state that was once an American state but looks more and more like Mexico every day, and I'm not exaggerating. And I was originally born in Guantanamo, Cuba. I have a saying. I say that born Cuban, American by choice, and that's a fact. I made up my mind I wanted to be an American citizen, and I took that as being one of the greatest honors that could be bestowed upon me in my life. It was a very emotional moment for me when I took the oath of citizenship, and I began to react to illegal immigration at the age of 14. That was 46 years ago. At that time in Los Angeles, California, we had a radio talk show host by the name of George Putnam, and he talked about the presence of Mexicans just walking over the border and coming into the United States, and how he felt that was destabilizing the United States of America. And it was then that I reported my first illegal alien. This was during the days when you could actually call, I believe it was called INS at that time, I'm not sure, or the Naturalization Service, and they would come out and pick up the person, and they did. They did. Of course, he returned much later, because that is the reality of how everything works here. Once deported means that they're going to be coming back. That's all that means. But it was that long ago in 1965, And then it just grew and grew and grew for me, finally, until that day came when it was Jim Gilchrist who sent out an email, and people responded, and we went to the border of Arizona and Mexico, and I met a lot of other Americans who were concerned about the situation with illegal immigration. And, of course, en route with my wife down to Arizona, we turn on the news, and we're listening in our car, and the President of the United States, then George Bush, decided he would call each and every single one of us vigilantes. And, of course, since that time, a lot of us have called him a traitor.
Well, Frank, you know, here's the thing that I discovered, that it doesn't matter who's in office in terms of whether it's a Republican or a Democrat president or your congressman or your senators, because they're doing nothing to secure our borders and to enforce our immigration laws. And you mentioned that Bush had called you vigilantes, and I remember that. But if you remember what Gandhi said, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, and of course they're going to call us names. You know, we're extremists, we're domestic terrorists. I mean, they've made those lists, that Missouri militia letter and the Department of Homeland Security member letter that Janet Napolitano came out with, I don't know, I think it was in the fall of 2009, that labeled, you know, Tea Party people, they were racists and potential domestic terrorists, followers of Congressman Ron Paul, returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan, people who wanted to enforce the immigration laws, you know, people who believed in the First Amendment or the Second Amendment. You know, George Orwell said, in times of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. And I believe that's where we're at right now, Frank. I truly do.
We're there, and we're a nation in a lot of trouble, Maggie. I don't think anything is coming out of Washington, D.C. other than treason. Illegal immigration actually is a, I don't want to say a small part of what's going on. Perhaps it's a substantial part that gives a reason for people to see that there is treason coming from Washington, D.C. There are so many things. Our First Amendment rights are being squelched. Our Second Amendment rights are in jeopardy. There's just too much going on to the point that a lot of people look at Washington, D.C., and we believe that the best thing to do would be, if possible, to defund them, or perhaps maybe some states, in order to survive, might secede. I don't know what's going to happen in the United States of America, but as you have stated, it doesn't matter who's president. It goes from bad to worse, because it is most definitely going in a direction, and it is very true that borders really do not exist, particularly to the south of the United States of America. The government plays games with these things. It is easy to secure that border. It is real easy to secure that border, but they will not do it. Government will not do it. This small handful of people who are in charge of representing us, and I don't think we have any representation anymore. You're talking a total of about 535 people have completely screwed up the United States of America to the point that it is becoming a third world dumping ground.
Well, you know what, Frank, because I have said this to you about UN Agenda 21, part of this whole game plan, this UN Agenda 21, there are no borders. Borders are unjust, and they want people moving freely. And one of the aspects of that is they need to collapse. The United States stands in the way, truly it does, stand in the way with our Constitution. Our Constitution and our Declaration of Independence and our Bill of Rights stands in the way of them succeeding at implementing this agenda 100%. So they need to tear that down. And one of the ways they're going to do that is they're going to collapse the system. And they're collapsing the system by spending money like drunken sailors, by printing money like it's going out of style, by allowing unfettered illegal immigration into this country to the tune of, you know, and I've said this to you before, there's got to be at least 30 to 40 million illegal aliens in this country. The 12 million figure that they've been quoting for years now is absolutely false. But the way they're going to do it is collapse our social service systems, just overwhelm the system. It's a Cloward and Piven strategy that is being implemented here to take this country down, and that's what they need to do to be able to succeed with their UN Agenda 21 objective. And it's a sad, sad thing we're watching.
We're wanting and we're powerless to do anything about it as long as we play by their rules. They tell us what to do, and we're told that to write our congressmen, to talk to our elected representatives, and that's a bunch of baloney. We've been doing that for years. It's not just illegal immigration. It's a bunch of other issues. But you're right. They are collapsing the country, and a lot of people are hunkering down and preparing for the possibility of even deprivations involving food, something as essential as food. We're a rich nation. We have a lot of resources. We can drill in order to make some money since we don't manufacture much anymore. We're not even allowed to do that. We're not allowed to defend ourselves by way of enforcing the laws that would protect us against illegal aliens coming from other countries. More than 60,000 Americans have been killed by illegal aliens, and that's not to mention the number of women that have been raped, the number of kids who have been molested, and quite a number of other bad things that happen when you have an open border such as we have. And you cannot count on your government. You can, however, count on your government to utterly and completely destroy this nation if you keep paying attention to them. And this is why I keep looking at it, Maggie, and I don't see any way out of this other than for some states to declare secession or to tell Washington that we want nothing to do with them, withhold tax monies to them. And, of course, when you have that, you have the dissolution of the United States as it presently is, but we do have a constitution that has served us very well. If only people would cling to it, study it, and make it the focal point of a rebirth of the United States of America.
Well, you know, that's the whole reason why I do my show and you do your show. And, Frank, you want to let us know where your show is at and when it is on so people can listen to your show?
Sure, thank you. It's on TalkShoe.com. And it's called The Frank and Shannon Show, and we're on at 5 p.m. on Saturdays. That's 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and, of course, we have a bunch of different areas here. We have different times, but the shows are recorded. We primarily talk about illegal immigration, though it is a variety show. And, you know, Maggie, I just talk to a lot of people out even in these local areas where I live because I live rural. I live outside of Los Angeles by maybe about 150 miles where you wouldn't find anybody. And the guys that live out here tell me that this has been saturated by illegal aliens. And we see it when I go to the small adjoining towns. You see women who are dressed very much as they would in Mexico. They stick out like a sore thumb. They've got a baby in the tummy, and they've got one in the stroller and two kids trailing behind. That's very much a common thing to see. And our local police are not allowed to do anything. Their hands are tied behind their backs. And we will never solve this problem of illegal immigration, the destruction of American culture, unless local police is allowed to get involved and they streamline the process of handing these people over to ICE. Or, quite simply, every town is going to have a special bus to dump these people to an ICE facility or some other place. But if this continues on, we will not have a United States of America. Not only are we being challenged by Mexicans from Mexico who on different occasions have raised the Mexican flag above the American flag here in California in at least three cities while taking the American flag down. We've even seen them stomping the American flag when they've had an event. But we've got Muslims to deal with. The State Department keeps allowing people to come in who are hostile to the United States of America and who want to do harm to us because, face it, there's a war going on in the Middle East, and our armed forces have killed a lot of them. So I would not be surprised, Maggie, if someday an atomic bomb goes off here in the United States. I would not at all be surprised. And even Cheney and Bush mentioned the possibility of such when they were running for their second term.
Well, I certainly hope not, Frank. But, you know, when you have open borders and you don't enforce immigration laws, and they just mentioned something the other day about the number of people who had visas who have stayed over on their visas or overstayed their visas and they have no way of tracking any of them. It just makes absolutely no sense. But if you understand UN Agenda 21, you realize that the sovereignty of the United States is under attack, and they don't want to enforce laws that would maintain sovereignty of the United States. It is under attack by UN Agenda 21, and all these different things that they're doing all play into their goal to collapse this system. We're fighting for... Listen, we're going to go to break. I'll finish that thought. When we come back, this is the Unsolicited Opinion. This is Maggie, and we'll be back in a couple of seconds. Couple of minutes. Be right back.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
CINN stations in all salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a podcast of this show up on my website tonight. There are, Frank doesn't have a website, so I can't link into that, but he does have a Facebook page. But I will put up actually a link to when he's on the air on TalkShoe, which is when he goes on the air there. I'll put a link up to that. I'm talking with Frank George. He's been fighting against illegal immigration for years, and he lives in California. And, you know, Frank, I'll tell you, I just, you know, one of the things, of course, it's a typical strategy of the opponents to the Constitution and the people who are opposed to the unalienable rights to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness and to be secure those people paint anybody who speaks out against illegal immigration as everyone's automatically a racist, Frank. I'm a racist, you're a racist. Anybody who believes in the rule of law and believes that our borders should be secured and our immigration laws should be enforced, of course, you have to be a racist. That's why. It can't be based on logic. It has to be because you're just a hater.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that time and time again. I've done dozens of rallies out here in California, and that has always been their theme because it is a childish way of thinking, and it's a childish approach to a problem that obviously should not exist and that can be easily remedied. But, you know, Maggie, one of the very interesting things about having done protests out here in California, and this is from a number of years back, I thought we were done with communism. And, Maggie, the first rally that I went to in Alhambra, California, there were a bunch of communists out there with banners praising Mao Zedong, praising communism, extreme socialism, and we were even physically attacked. And the way that that happened is my wife and I were forced by a number of policemen to walk on the sidewalk that where there was a swelling mob that was composed of anti-Americans. And I said to the cop, look, I don't want to walk through there. Oh, no, you have to walk through this. A stupid cop. There are so many stupid cops in this country, and that's not to say anything bad about the ones that are intelligent, but this was an idiot of a cop, the kind of guy you never pay attention to. Well, I'm watching after my wife because she's walking in front of me. A female reaches out from behind maybe two or three people and grabs my wife's arm. My wife jabs her back and keeps on walking. I'm walking behind her, and a tall fellow, maybe about a six-footer, reaches out again from behind two or three people. The guy's got a long arm. He grabs my left forearm and begins twisting on the flesh. There's nothing I can do about this because I understood the tactic, that if I were to hit him back, which I would have, the cops would have taken me in because they would have had a lot of people testifying that I was the aggressor. And this is what they do. People don't understand in the United States that communism is very much alive, and it thrives, and it is there. It is here to overthrow what little is left of our constitutional form of government. It does so violently. It does so by lying, and there's going to be hell to pay on this. This country is in for a tremendous shakeup, and of course communists are very much in alignment with UN Agenda 21. That is a communist movement, is it not, Maggie?
Oh, yes, definitely. There's no doubt about it, Frank. It definitely is. You know, people have been lulled into sleep here in this country. They think when the Berlin Wall fell, well, oh, okay, you know, communism is gone. And when, you know, the breakup of the USSR, that's not the case at all. Communism is alive and well, and it is on the march. And the problem is that so many of the people in this country have been dumbed down by our educational system has deliberately dumbed people down. They don't recognize when it's slapping them right in the face. They don't realize what it is that they're seeing and what is taking place because they've been dumbed down by an education system which has been controlled by these globalists for decades.
Yeah, there is absolutely no doubt of that. You know, here recently in Los Angeles, May 1st, there was a march for support of comprehensive immigration reform, legalizing illegal aliens, and one of the entities that participated was SEIU. I'm sure everybody recognizes that particular labor union. And the leaders of that union picked up communist flags and were marching down the street along with the illegal aliens and with the communists. Now, that says a lot, and something that has to be noted is that SEIU has tremendous access to the President of the United States, our worthless President Barack Obama, who has flirtations with communism and who may be an outright communist himself. I don't know what this guy is. This president is either completely self-absorbed and serving himself and no one else and fooling everybody, or he is, in fact, a hardcore Marxist communist who is plotting to bring about the end to this country. And it's just terrible every day to wake up and realize that you have a commander-in-chief whose heart is not with the American people, who makes stupid decisions, and more, Maggie, he appears to me to be a person who is better suited for show business than for being a head of state. In fact, I would venture to say that the man is not really very smart. And, of course, there is no patriotism in his blood. None. Zero. And we are at the mercy of whatever thing he brings into play.
Well, you know, Frank, the interesting thing about people like you and I who recognize what communism is we realize that it's never worked and it will never work. And only fools think that that communist ideology is the solution to all of life's problems. And we know that's not the case. But people who are pushing it, they think that they're brilliant. They think that this is the solution, that they will be the ones sitting at the table and they will be the leaders. They are the elitists and they are the globalists, and they think, well, I'll be in power and control and it'll all be just wonderful. Of course, it'll all be just wonderful for them because they'll have three hots in a cot. They'll have three squares a day, but the rest of the people will be serfs. This is no different than having a king again. It is the king and his fiefdom and all the serfs who serve them.
Yeah, they're all very much deceived, Maggie, and I'm very close to the problem of communism. I've known quite a number of people who have suffered under communism, having been born in Cuba, but I left that country at age 7, almost. We left in 1957. That was a couple of years before Fidel Castro took over that island nation in 1959, but I have followed up on what happened with that, and I do have family members who lived under that system, so I have been able to hear a lot of what happened over there. And yes, initially what happens is under communism, they do pit class against class, haves against have-nots. And a lot of the have-nots have nothing because they've never worked for anything and don't want to. That happens everywhere in every country. And then there are those people who are unfortunate and have never been able to make it in the system. Well, there begins the redistribution of wealth. And if you have two houses, they're going to take the other house and they're going to give it to somebody else who never earned it, because the government claims that all property belongs to the people. And if the one house you're living in, they're going to have a bunch of other families move in and you're assigned a bedroom to be yours and solely yours. That's part of what happens. Now, I knew a Spaniard who had come to Cuba when he was very young, and now he was an older man, and he had set up a distributorship for liquor. And government agents, now that communism was in full swing in Cuba, come to his establishment, and they ask, who's the owner of this establishment? And he says, I am. And they said, okay, you've got a break
coming
up.
Excuse me one second, Frank. Listen, we're going to break. We'll pick up on that thought when we come back. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. Everybody, hang on. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Whether you already know essential oils are valued for their ancient wisdom and wellness, or you're considering their use as a viable, non-toxic, healthy alternative, your question should be the same. Are all essential oils certified pure therapeutic grade? Who makes the highest quality essential oils available? Do all test for safety and meet rigorous standards? Can all oils pass the scrutiny of health professionals and scientists? Many essential oils don't meet these standards, so ask one more question. Where can I find the most powerful, reasonably priced, certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils? doTERRA. Gift of the Earth. doTERRA, committed to natural, empowering ideals. If you're new to essential oils or a seasoned expert, you'll recognize the superior quality of doTERRA certified pure therapeutic grade essential oils with your first experience. Call 970-493-6789. That's 970-493-6789 or RockyMountainEssentialOil.com. That's RockyMountainEssentialOil.com.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
everybody. This is Maggie, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. And if you'd like to get in contact with me, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com is my website. And if you want to call into the show today, 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. I need sponsors and advertisers. Get in touch with me if you'd like to help me redistribute the truth. Frank, when we went to break, you were talking about this distributorship, the fellow who owned it in Cuba, and the government came and took it away from him. So
yeah, let's continue with that, because I want people to understand what may conceivably happen in the United States. So Cuba has now become communist. Agents of the communist government come into the liquor distributorship of this Spaniard who had worked his rear end off to make something of himself and had done quite well for himself financially. And they did ask who owns the establishment. He says, I do. And they said, well, now this establishment belongs to the state, and you are an employee of the state. We want you to keep running this business, but you are an employee of the state. He lost everything. Maggie, the same thing happened to everybody. Let's fast forward to present-day United States of America. And I was talking to a Cuban who had been brought up here, but who had been in Cuba for a while during the communist regime. His family came here because they couldn't stand it over there anymore. And this guy's a communist. And I said to him, look, communism did not work in Cuba. Why is it that you're a communist? And he says, well, because it's a good philosophy. And I said, well, why didn't it work in Cuba? And he says, they didn't do it right. Maggie, the fact is that communism is a vastly inferior system of economics. It does not work because it removes personal incentive from any endeavor. It just does not work. And these people who are communists are stupid. At the heart of communism is theft. That's all that there is to that. And I live convinced that the reason that some people think the way they do is because there is no equality. I don't believe it. I don't believe in it. Even if it is part of the Constitution, no, all men are not created equal. Some people are inherently very stupid. And this is what we're dealing with in the world. So here we are in the United States. We are ripe for the picking. If people look at the pro-illegal immigration movement, you will find hordes of communists embedded in this thing.
Well, you know, one of the things that I always say, Frank, is that we are all equally human, but we are not all endowed with the same ability, skills, intellect, etc. And that's just a fact of life. That's not something you don't have control over how smart you are. And
no.
We're all equally human, but that doesn't guarantee an equal outcome. It is only affording you equal opportunity, and that's the problem. The communism, they want everybody to be equally sharing in misery. And
yeah, well, that does bring that about. I am very much a believer in fairness, not in equality. I've thought this thing over, and I see what nature does from the very design of it. Like you said, I'm not as smart as some people, but I'm not as stupid as some other people. I have my own little talents, and then there are those folks who are just gifted from nature. They can draw anything, and it turns out beautiful. They're great artists. I can't even, scribble a straight line. So there are those differences, but I am very much a believer in being fair with another human being, giving them the opportunity to become the best that they can become. But to be the equal of anybody else, that just is not in the cards. It just ain't there. So
no.
We are in extreme trouble here in the United States of America. First Amendment rights, Second Amendment rights are very, very important during this time. Both are being challenged. We as a nation are looking at the possibility of being torn apart. And I would agree with you that there is some plan to do that. And if UN Agenda 21 is part of it, I don't doubt it. I've looked into it. You've explained it to me. I buy into it. I buy into it in the sense of, yeah, there's somebody out there stupid enough to want to do this because their brains are scrambled. It's unbelievable, Maggie. It is unbelievable what has happened in the United States of America. It was such a different country when I got here in 1957. It was a country that was strong. The people were very good people. And still, there's a lot of good people here, but they were very united. And then all these laws came around, passed, And they absolutely have torn the United States apart because there is no longer that unity between the citizenship that the citizen existed before.
No, I know that, Frank. And
it is almost a crime, Maggie, to be a white American these days. White people, white Americans have been shoved to the corner, and they have to pay for other ethnic groups to help them become more than what some white children might be because of all the laws that have been put out there. And it is a fact of life. This is what the Supreme Court did, and we have a Supreme Court that has problems with the Barack Obama situation. Nobody has standing, so to speak, to find out if Barack Obama truly is qualified to be president of the United States by virtue of birth and a number of other issues that have been brought forward. So forget about the Supreme Court. The legislative branch out there in Washington, D.C., forget about that. And the executive branch, just take a look at this president. Tell me we're not in trouble here. Tell me we're not in trouble here.
Well, he's certainly implementing, but see, everything that's being implemented and everything they're pushing, Frank, is all part of UN Agenda 21. All of it, all of this stuff that they're doing, and that's the thing that's so hard for people to get their arms around, the fact that there is a blueprint for action here that is being taken, and that blueprint is called United Nations Agenda 21, and it's very real. You can read it. You can go to the United Nations website, and you can read the United Nations Agenda 21 document. All of it is there, and it's clearly spelled out. So what we're seeing happen here in this country that is absolutely bizarre and makes no sense, like why aren't our borders secure and our immigration laws enforced? Because we are sovereign citizens in a sovereign nation, and we have a right to be our sovereignty to be upheld, and it's not happening because of this larger agenda. UN Agenda 21 is a direct assault on the sovereignty of the United States and the people therein.
Well, I'm glad that you're disseminating that information because that does need to be done, and I'm climbing on board. I'm looking at it more and more. A lot of the citizenry understands that something's up. Things are not what they should be. There is an uneasiness, even out here in these rural areas where I live, where people go out shooting and everything. You know, there's places you can go to that you can just pop up and start shooting, practicing, using your weapons and everything. And I talked to some of these guys, and they know that something is coming. They talk about the possibility of having their Second Amendment rights taken away from them, and they said they're not going to give them up.
Hang on one second, Frank. We're going to break. We'll be right back, everybody. We're back for the last segment, a couple more minutes.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Thank you. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you're listening to The Unsolicited Opinion, and I am joined this morning by Frank George, and the podcast will be up tonight, and I'll put a link to Frank's radio show on under the podcast so that you can find Frank and listen to him if you'd so desire. Listen, Frank, we only have a couple more minutes, and you were talking about the people who are out, target shooting and practice and that stuff out in California in the hills out where you live out in the rural areas, sensing something is wrong. My goal, Frank, with my radio show is to educate people to know what it is that's wrong, because they don't know what it is. They sense it, but they aren't sure what it is specifically because they have been deliberately dumbed down. And I say that over and over again. But, you know, people, they can't rely on somebody else to get elected, and that will be the person who will work for them. They need to become the candidates themselves, Frank. I truly believe that you need to educate yourself. Then you need to run for political office. You can't rely on any of these rhinos or any of the communist Democrats to, because the Democrat Party's been taken over by the communists. It's no longer JFK's Democratic Party. That party is long since gone. The people, you can run for either party you want. It makes no difference to me, but you need to be a constitutional advocate, and you need to run, and you need to be the candidate, because the only person you can guarantee will do what is the right thing to do is yourself, right?
That is correct, Maggie, but I would say that the problem runs so deep that in speaking with other Americans out here, they no longer trust the process in its entirety. They believe that it has been wholly sabotaged. Still, we should try, and you're correct. People should try to run for office. There are a couple of things that stand in the way of UN Agenda 21 and whatever other un-American intentions our government has. And that's the Constitution of the United States of America. Everybody should become familiar with what's there, and the Declaration of Independence. There are things going on in this country now, Maggie. There are people who discuss 10th Amendment states' rights as a way of surviving what is coming out of Washington, D.C. And there is a recognition that the Superior Court and the courts themselves do not work on behalf of the American people anymore and do not honor the Constitution. So this is a country that is meeting its ultimate challenge in the next few years. And may God help us, because if he does not, I think we're done.
Well, that's why, Frank, honestly, I do this radio show. I know it's why you do your radio show. It's why this station allows people like me to bring this message out there. And people listening, you need to support the station. You need to support my radio show. It's the only way those things are going to happen. There is no free lunch in life. Everything comes with a price tag, and free speech is one of those. Listen, Frank, we've only got about another minute. I want to thank you so much. You're on Talk Show on Saturdays at what time?
5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and thank you so much, Maggie. I have enjoyed my time with you. Thank you for doing the work that you're doing. You are indeed educating people and putting the word out there.
Talk Show. Give it again.
It's talkshoe.com, and it's called The Frank and Shannon Show.
Okay. I'll put that up on the website. Frank, thanks so much for coming on my show. Hey, stay strong, my friend.
Likewise. Thank you, Maggie. Have a great day.
You too, Frank. Take care. Hey, listen, everybody. You know what? I think you'll like listening to Frank's radio show, so I will put a link on the website under podcast, and his information will be up there. And please, get in contact with me. I love to hear what you have to say, so send me an email. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com is the way to do that. Listen, everybody, you need to stand up. You need to educate yourself on UN Agenda 21. You really need to. You need to get in the fight. You need to educate your neighbors. You need to educate your kids. My suggestion is pull your kids out of public school and homeschool them. Listen, everybody, better days are coming. There are people in the world like Frank George who was in the fight for us. I will be back tomorrow. Keep your chin up. Hey, the sun will come up tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Really? You know what Miss Gus said she was going to do to Toto? She says she
now,
was going to...
Now, Dorothy, dear, stop imagining things. You always get yourself into a fret over nothing. Now, you just help us out today and find yourself a place where you won't get into any trouble.
Some place where there isn't any trouble.
Do you suppose there is such a place, Toto?
There must be. It's not a place you can get to by a boat or a train. It's far, far away. Behind the moon, beyond the rain. Chimney tops, that's where